I'm learning. Think about guys, eh?
Dang, they don't even know about it.
Period.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Thing About Guys.
Hope you guys are good. Welcome back.
So today we're going to be talking about
social media and like all the different platforms, like things that happen on Twitter, things that happen on Instagram, things that happen on Snap, you know, just
we're going to unpack.
I hate the way you said.
We're going to unpack everything. Quick question. You know how they say like, oh, it's an app, right? Is it like, the full name for app like application, or like what is the...
Yeah, I actually think it's application.
So Twitter is an application.
Yeah, I mean, we get all of these from the app store. Like, I just...
From the application store.
I think so,
And hopefully it's application. But yeah, that's what we're going to be talking about. So which one are we going to start with? Let's start with Snap.
I bet.
Snapchat, we all know it. We're all familiar with it.
Snapchat in this day and age, like... When, like, if I meet a new person... Snapchat is not like the first thing I guess. Do you guess?
Really?
Like, I won't ask for someone's Snap first.
I feel like
Snap is very intimate. There are so many people that have like removed their blogs from Snapchat
over
like
really.
The past like year.
I feel like before Snapchat was really intimate for me, like because I used to post a lot on my story or whatever. But if you actually deep it, Instagram is more personal than Snap. Like
no, but if you meet a new person, you have to ask for their Instagram so you can gauge their pics first.
You're right.
Before you decide anything further than that. Because after Insta, you can always block them from there, like if you didn't feel it.
But I feel like Snap is also very easy to like just not reply someone. Or like just mute, like do you get what I mean?
Yeah, I just don't like the feeling of having so many people on my Snap. I don't know.
Yeah, I actually need to even declutter that place. Go there and actually declutter. Be like, who needs to be here and who needs to get out?
Well, anytime I post a story and then I see like people who are used, just, what the hell are you doing?
I get
here?
What you mean. There's some names fast. I'm like, are you still watching me? Like you're actually still here, really?
Yeah, like, who allowed you stay? Like what the hell?
Okay, I actually get what you mean, but. I only think that way when I post something and then I look through who has seen it.
I can't lie. Every time I post something, I look through, no matter how small it is. I have to see who has seen it.
Are you serious?
Why are you pretending that you don't do
that?
Actually,
not every time, no. Like,
every single time, I want to know who has seen it.
I feel like on Insta, I actually don't look. Because it's a lot of people who
no,
see
No, I'm talking
it.
About Snap, not oh, Insta. Okay. Insta is too deep.
Yeah,
Insta no
is
way I can
too
scroll
deep.
Through
a lot of people see your story. Snap, yeah, I scroll through Snap just to see who is trying to pre. I always gauge who the first person is. Like, who is this person that is waiting for my Snap to drop? Like,
don't kill me.
Who are you?
One thing that Snapchat should have never done is that... location P, like I'm so guilty of this thing primarily. Like if your location is on, there's no way you can expect that I'm not going to be watching you.
The thing is, there is what
is already your fault
is actually too much
on.
Because you know how like you click on an app to look at stories, Darren clicks on Snap to actually go and look at people's locations.
Yeah. I mean, it's your fault if you've already put it on.
I always forget that thing is there. I said it like
that's
not my
one place that I go and check. I check your location before even like your story or anything, or if you replied, I want to know where you are.
That's so weird. I rarely do that. I only do that when like your location is on and you haven't replied me, because you know like it shows when last you were,
how many minutes ago.
So that's the only point.
I'm too experienced with this location
That location P, the thing is, let me just yarn you, if you are looking for something, you will find it. That's all I have to say.
No, period. And I don't
you
mind.
Will find it.
I don't mind, because you yourself, if you were not smart enough to put this off and you left it on for everybody to see, then there's no reason why
like
I can't be looking at it.
I feel like you're talking about a particular situation. Do you want to like elaborate on that? Or...
Nah. So moving on.
Moving on.
Imagine that you are crazy. Imagine that. Another thing about Snapchat is that swipey thing is too
I
sweet.
Love it.
Like when you want to look at someone's
I feel like
chats.
That's the best feature, because you have to prepare yourself for what you're about to reply. Like, let me know what
you know
you're
the
saying.
Worst thing is that I do it with everyone, like even my friends. Like, Pamela, I can't like you message me and I swipe.
I think it's natural.
I don't think I've ever
opened
opened your message fully at once. I always swipe everybody's
Same
message.
Though. Like
everybody.
I swipe everyone's message. I feel like if the conversation
even
is
though,
flowing,
even if I
don't need to swipe
instantly. even if I think I'm going to open it instantly, I still swipe first to see first, and then I open it.
No, but I get that. Like, we're all used to it. But that swiping P, top-notch. Do you remember there was a time they took it away? We're not trying to find out, like, other ways.
There was one time that you had to, like, hold it. Then you pull down your, like, notification bar, then pulled it, and then it up. Pull it back. Oh, God.
It was hard, dude.
No, no, no.
It was actually hard.
I don't know why Snapchat won't just let us be great. Like, let us do our thing.
And one thing I want back is, like, seeing everyone's best friends. Like, I really want that pee back. You know, like, before on Snap, like, it will show you, this is Darren's best friends. This is Aaliyah's best friends. Like, to show you their top three. Yes! Snap back in the day. Like, next to someone's name, you see their three top, like, their first three best friends. That's how it's caused commotion, like.
Guys be catching each other out.
Like Mary, so Kunle is your first best friend, right? Bye. After saying you haven't spoken to him in 2 months, really? Okay, now no pee. But yeah, I need them to bring that back ASAP.
And they also need to allow us leave people's private stories. There's some private stories I don't know why I'm there. Or like, just let me dip.
Stop.
Just allow me.
Stop. Stop it right now. You can just meet them. You just didn't see anything. Like, literally.
Yeah, boys. Yeah, you can't, Sha. I can't lie, but...
I know. We should have an option to leave. Not gonna lie.
Just allow me to get the hell out. Like, period.
But to be honest, there's no one's private story I want to leave at the moment. I feel like it's up and down. Like, there's sometimes I'm like, what's this one posting? And then there's some other times it's like, ooh, cute. So, I don't know. It depends. And Snap is where all the low-key conversations, all those boys that they want to yarn in secrecy.
Yeah, because those Snap ones, they will have their chat settings on the P that doesn't say like for 24 hours. So you can't come back to that.
Some people, message. If they want to send a risky chat, they'll send it in form of Snap, as in picture, so that there's no evidence, no trace. We know
but
all
you
of
know the worst thing about all of these things is that at the end of the day, like, if I know, like, I'm having, like, a risky, like, convo with somebody or something, like, I can always get another device and snap it.
Yeah, 100%. Like... It's just that, like, the chances of that happening...
if I don't want to screenshot it.
The chances of that happening is, like, you get, it's not as high, like, not everyone has, like, that other phone you get, but when there's physical evidence, like,
Snapchat is a very risky place. All I'm saying is, if you don't want people to know where you are, put off your notifications.
This thing is really doing...
Put off your what's the thing called?
Notification. I said notification. Notification. Put off your location. Darren, I'm sure like the listeners really want to know like where.
And that's honestly their goddamn business. Like, I'm not yelling.
Okay, let me yell it for you. So
moving on. So Instagram. Moving
on. Next question. Insta.
I recently actually just found like this really like cool feature on Instagram, but I think Pamela was yelling me that I'm just lazy. Like,
oh, what's
I
the feature?
Didn't know. Like, I can restrict people on Instagram.
Yeah,
like,
that has always the been way, there.
The way I've used this thing this last week, if you know how many people I've restricted, oh God, the thing is too sweet.
What's restricted, like, again? So restriction is basically like is muting them, but also they can't see.
So essentially, the people who I've shared restricted at the moment, I can't see their stories or their posts. I don't even know if they're posting their stories, their posts, and then their DMs. Like, so let's say I was like talking to them in DMs already, because I've restricted them, their DMs have gone to, you know, where like they request DMs, like,
oh,
in that corner.
So it just goes,
their DMs have gone there. And also, like, if they send me a message and I open it, they won't know that I've read it. There won't be any of that scene and stuff.
Like,
you will never see that. And also, like, if they comment on my picture, it's only me that will see their comments. Like, Pamela will not know that maybe Aaliyah commented
maybe
on my picture.
Some guys.
Guys, there are so many.
And when I say guys, it's girls and boys. All of them join. Like, girls and boys join. Because there are some people. There are some people that can't, like, when they comment, I want to delete their comments. Why are you commenting on my picture? What for? I guess you should. What do you say?
Asper, who asked you to comment?
Yeah, don't do that. Like, did I say we're guys like that? Like, chill. Okay. Moving on. But yeah, Instagram. I like Insta, but what I don't like about Instagram, and this is a me problem, it's not as if it's anybody else's problem. Like, I just always feel sad when I'm on Insta, like, seeing how people live their lives. Like, it's not funny.
It's so funny.
But the other
it's
day, so like, Aaliyah and I were talking, and like, she's just like, I mean, Instagram is so fake. Like, people so only show famous. You what they want to I mean, that's general for social media. Like, people only show you what they want to show you, but still, it's like, even these small segments you are showing me, mado, like, you get that
type mado.
So I don't know, it upsets me, but I always go there for some reason.
You're always drawn back.
I'm always drawn, man.
Nah, I don't even really allow you get to me. Like, I think also because I took like such a massive break this lockdown, I just realized like I don't really need all these like apps. Yeah. If I'm being like completely honest, it's just life is actually just boring in general, which is why I think a lot of us have it. But like, you don't genuinely need it. Like the 2 months that I took off, I was like, oh
yeah, I get what you.
Okay, mean. Like I was also like, I'm not really missing anything, and at the end of the day, the pictures the people posted will still be there when I come back. True. So, like, it was the rush. True. But it's vibes.
Yeah, actually, but, yeah. Right.
I also feel like Instagram is like a biodata page. Like, guy, if I ask you today, like, oh, Pamela, I'm looking for a guy or something.
You
I'm
go
like,
to Insta.
I want to see. Yeah, you send me his Instagram account. Like, yeah. Let me see. Like, it's like biodata. And boys don't take this thing seriously because, you know, when, oh my goodness, every girl can relate to this. You know, like, if your friends come and ask you, like, ah, who are you? And you now say, okay, let me show you his Instagram. You'll now be telling your girls that he doesn't really take good pictures. Yeah, but this picture is from 2 years ago. Boy, like, but if you see him in real life, boy, it's different.
Boy,
you have to start begging your girls, like, please.
Listen, good. Please snap well so that when I send your pictures to the GC, I'm not having to make excuses for you.
You'll not be making excuses.
I'll be 3 miles. Oh. It's the angle. Maybe the lighting wasn't good. Make it easy for us now.
Guys, by 2020, you send your friends a picture from 2018.
Jazz up. Come on.
Guys, too bad.
I feel like girls, boys don't put in effort into like the pictures they take.
Boys don't care. Boys are just trying to show their vibes. Like, maybe if they are going on a boat with their friends, they'll post that picture. Or if they are playing football, they'll put. They don't really care.
True,
for us girls, we think about it. Me in particular, let me talk about myself. I think about it
100%. Like,
I'm trying to post this picture for a reason. Like,
sometimes it's not even for a reason. I just want to remind you guys. Like,
that's you forgot.
I thought you meant like guys, a specific agenda, like posting.
Oh, no. It's not like a specific person or something. Okay. No. It's like, maybe I've not posted in 3 months.
Let me remind you. That
I'm a bad bitch. Don't forget.
I'm on a break, but don't forget, like, that type of pee. And what's so scary about Instagram as well is, like, so I was having, like, I spoke to my guy friend, like, we're just talking generally, and, like, he said something like, oh, whenever I post something, like, whether it's a story of myself or a picture, that somehow, it always ends up in his group chats. And that scared me. Do you know, that's so scary. That shook me to my core because I don't even really know his friends like that. So I was thinking, wait, they're actually like people I don't know who are like talking about me.
No, but like, actually that doesn't even really make sense. Is your account not private?
No, so unless I know his friends. No. I know his friends, yeah, but it's not like I'm friends with them.
Oh, just Instagram.
Yeah,
people
Instagram
that
friends,
you.
Yeah. And it's like that's actually scary. Like, there's this tweet that's like, I always wonder what her picture is. Like, if a guy wants to be like, this is the girl I'm yearning, what picture do they send to their friends? Like, which one? Like,
bruh. Guys. I've always wanted to be one of those babes, like, if, like, I was yearning a guy and, like, he's showing his
they're
girls.
Like, shit.
I've always wanted to be one of those guys. Yeah, they're like, oh my goodness, this baby's
she's bad. She's bad, like, do you get? So it's like, which picture do you think they send? I don't know. I mean, most of my pics are
that's
bad.
That's actually a very
so
scary
thought.
I wish you had never said guys, this. I wish you had never said I'm so scared.
Think about it. Think about it.
Anyway, I have plenty of options on my
do you
gram.
Get, like,
pictures are plenty.
I'm not worried in that regard. It's just scary. The thought is scary.
Yeah.
Very, very scary.
That's funny, actually. I never thought about that.
Yeah, think about it.
Those quick reactions that Instagram give us are one of the best things ever.
I don't even like
it's made my life. What? It's made my life so easy because, like, when you, like...
I just think it's fake.
There's some girls... No, it is.
So
okay,
fake.
I'm even about to cast myself. It is. So... There's some...
Guy, it's such a little
it is. Guy, you don't even have to try too hard. You just click on whatever you're feeling in the moment.
So
like, it's so easy. I love it. Like, sometimes a girl is looking mad, but like, you want to acknowledge, but like, you're not really her guy like that, but still you want to just make her feel like you've done something.
You send a quick reaction.
Just quickly put the eyes there, like, he has eyes, quick something, or, you know,
fire.
Somebody says something, somebody puts a meme and you just want to laugh fast, like, haha.
I
just so that they feel appreciated,
in
but
that
you
regard,
don't really care.
Yeah, I get what you mean in that regard, but sometimes, like, is like, in as much as it's fake, it's also like the person took time to actually acknowledge what you posted, like, because they could have just gone by, but they actually swiped.
No,
up.
But it actually doesn't take that long, because like, obviously when you're watching stories, mm-hmm. like if you're gonna swipe and continue going to like the next story, sometimes by mistake the quick reaction will just
that's
appear.
Actually true, you know.
That is just that sometimes I don't even want to do it, but like, because it just appeared by mistake, I've seen them just quickly and move
yeah,
on.
Yeah, right.
Like,
that's true. So now it's I don't, too quick. Yeah, I don't really think I have anything to say about it, because I don't like, I don't. I mean, if I've given it to you, then sorry, but I think it's so fake. I would never personally use it in regards to
Yikes.
In regards to like, if you're not guys with the person and you just want to acknowledge that they've done something, I legit just like yarn it, jiggers, like. Let her know that she's
fair
one
enough.
Bad bitch. Like, I'll be like, girl, you did that. Exclamation, exclamation, exclamation.
Fair enough.
So, yeah, fake. Don't use it for me. Don't use the game. Ever.
Bye.
But, yeah. Yes.
Close friends as well. Like, I
oh
feel
my
like all
God,
these
I haven't
are, like,
used
really
my
each
close
other.
Friends in such a long time. But, yeah, all of them copy.
Yeah.
It remained for Twitter
and I don't,
to do.
I also don't like that they can't. Can't remove it. Like,
close
if
friends.
I don't want to be in your close friends, yeah,
things
you
they
can't
happen
come out.
Because the way I've joined some people, the way I've entered some people's close friends. But I saw this tweet actually that like, close friends isn't really about quote unquote close friends. It's like I know you're cool enough not to judge whatever I'm posting. That type of thing. Do you get? And like, Snap private stories. Way different from like Insta close friends.
Snap private stories are deep,
guy.
Like, deeper than close friends is like maybe a repost and a laugh or something. Like, it's not.
And I also feel like,
oh yeah, the guys are putting maybe their star signs and whatever
stuff like
there.
That. Like, and I also feel like Snap private story. If you screenshot something, they would know. Insta I can screenshot your close friends and you can never
that's
know.
That's true.
Like,
that's really
so
true.
Close friends really has no luck. Like, it has that cheese balls luck. You know that. Door that, has,
that cheese balls
guy
luck.
Because I can still
yeah,
send
yeah,
your
yeah.
stuff to people, I can screenshot, so it's not really about privacy. It's just I know you're cool.
It's just funny stuff. You wake up one day, you'll be seeing
green
by somebody's name.
I feel so
I actually
feel so good when someone adds me to my close friends, because like, I don't know, it's just
sometimes
like,
I feel a bit like okay, thanks, but that doesn't mean I'm gonna add it to mine.
No,
like,
did you not say do me? I do.
Yeah,
now.
I know. I'm just, you know, some people would think like that, like maybe if I add her,
nah,
add
I feel
me,
like
but it doesn't work like
yeah,
that.
I feel like
I didn't ask
I'm more
you.
compelled to do that if you add me to your private story as opposed to.
That's even the one I'm never if you're not there from the get-go, I don't think I'm ever going to wake up and say today I'm adding you to my private story.
Stop. I just always feel bad.
I have like very like random people on my close friends who frankly need to be removed, but I will allow Sha. But you know, frankly. But it's okay.
Yeah,
stay,
my close friends is catching dust, man. I mean, beginning of quarantine, I used to use it a lot based on all of us were doing TikTok, all this like stuff.
Yeah,
but
all those funny stuff.
Now you guys don't need to see. There's nothing happening. So
guys, nothing.
Literally nothing happening.
Okay, let's talk about Twitter, because I feel like we have a lot to unpack here.
Twitter is the best app out. Like, if they ask you
period.
To pay for, if there's like a monthly subscription for Twitter, 100% pay. Like.
Yeah,
in a, like,
but you know me, Sha, my overall thing, like, although it's not really, I mean, is it social media? I don't know if you like count YouTube as social media, Sha, but you know YouTube is my shit.
Yeah.
Like,
YouTube is
if
mad
they ask
as
to
well.
Pick one thing on earth, it's just YouTube. Like, forget everything
else.
Are you
else. Serious?
But you know this. I
no,
always
no.
say this.
I know it, but it's like, that's not me. Like, I feel like I like YouTube not as much as you, though. Like,
yeah, I
because
my love for
you get
YouTube
to
goes
a dead
so deep.
End. Like, I mean.
What do you mean by that?
No.
There's nothing
Yeah,
like
in
a
as
dead
much
end.
as you can watch every single video on that platform, I just feel like you like won't you get tired and bored? There's
No,
always something happening on Twitter, you guys.
There's
Guys,
always
whether
something
it's Sekpeteri
happening on
Twitter or Bibi Naija Twitter or relationship Twitter, guys, there's always something happening.
Guys, 30 plus Twitter, all sorts of Twitter.
Guys, you get
Twitter is too
on
funny.
That app. It's too
nah,
funny.
Okay, fair. Maybe I shouldn't put. Let me not put YouTube as a social media.
Let's just use the basic like Snap, Insta, Twitter.
But my overall thing, period, YouTube. Yeah. Like, I die for that.
Fair enough.
But anyway, back to Twitter. Yeah. I feel like obviously when we were younger, we used to use Twitter in such a different way than how we use it now. Because I remember like when I was younger, like. if a new song comes out today, I have to tweet guys, the lyrics, like, almost instantly.
The whole chorus, like,
I need everybody to know that I've heard it too. And bro, guys always tweet, and then you'll now be liking it and everything. Guys, it's just, and things like, you probably didn't even really know the lyrics, you were just tweeting
rubbish.
As you heard it,
rubbish. As
guy, I used to tweet rubbish, and also like my account was never private. Yeah, it was always same. Public.
Always public. There was a time
I actually remember the worst thing I did. Like, it was one Party Next Door song, like this. Like, I was over here by Party Next Door. I just come out, and I was like, "Yeah, my name is PM Derry. Like, I have to tweet. Like, there's no, like, I have to tweet about the song." Guy, rubbish. Like, when in the part of the song where they say pouring champagne over here, girl ain't a thing over here. Guy, I said, what did I even say? Pouring, I said Persian hey. Something over here. Guy, I said rubbish because obviously he has a song called Persian Rounds. So I just yes, thought damage. He mixed it. I yeah, thought he was guy, smart like rubbish. That. Do you know the worst part? After I tweeted, nobody like liked or retweeted. I thought, God, I'm finished. Somebody now said it to me. Somebody said it to me. I said, that's not the right thing. Somebody said that's not the right. I could be deleted. I was saying that. Like, I think that's the last time I ever tweeted lyrics. After that, it was like, yeah, it's okay.
I had like, this day and age, no one really tweets lyrics. But back then, when people used to tweet, this was when Nicki Minaj's album came out, that Pink Prince.
Yeah.
There's one song there called Grand Piano. Do you know it?
Oh, yeah, mm-hmm. I do.
Okay, now, that was my tune. I know it's good. I'm embarrassed. Oh God! I was going to, because there's a part that says you played me like a grand piano. That's basically what she was saying. I was going to see you played me like a planned piano.
Eh?
I not tweeted it. I was not just like you. Nobody liked. Nobody retweeted. And I was thinking, before today, guys were hailing me now. How far?
Do you get
one of my friends? I remember my friend Dami. She don't message me like, girl, it's grand piano. I said, oh. Oh,
Shit.
I just was gonna delete it quickly,
fastly. Guy, no, too embarrassing.
I was so embarrassed.
And it was like an unspoken word as well. Like, we all used to do it. I don't know
why. Used to tweet lyrics and stuff. Old Twitter versus Twitter. I definitely prefer Twitter now, though.
Obviously, we can't even compare us because we were so young.
True.
I got Twitter in 2010. Like, what are we talking about? 10 years ago.
The hell?
Yeah, why I've been on Twitter for 10 years.
That's too much. I think I joined Twitter. I said Twitter.
Guy, ew. I was 11. I was almost 20. Twitter?
No. First of all, no. I said Twitter.
Twitter. Twitter.
Stop. I said I joined Twitter when I was, I think, in 2012. So I was 12. Yeah, guy, I don't know what I was doing
really now. In 2010, was I not 12? Sorry.
Eh? Oh, yeah. Sorry. Yeah. Moving on. I remember my auntie made it for me, and I was just like, "Oh my god, what am I gonna do?" And stuff like, "Oh my god," I was so gassed because everyone used to talk in school. Oh my god, follow me on Twitter. I was not thinking, what's this Twitter thing people are yelling about? Like, I even used to Twitter on my laptop, Seth, not even on my phone.
Of course. No.
On my laptop. Good time.
Twitter now, right now, is just a different, like, ball game. Like, I'm just so happy that also my account is private because that place is scary.
Mine is open now. I don't know. I lock and unlock it, depending on how I'm feeling. Like,
I don't have that in me to come and not be. Mm-hmm. Although people sometimes, like, if you do something, like, tweet something funny, like, guys will message you, like, please, like, unlock it.
Don't kill me.
I don't have that in me to, like, because I don't think I know how to do it and remember to lock it back. That's just
fair. I
think I'll forget.
I really don't care about the privacy, whether it's locked or whether it's unlocked.
Feel like Instagram, like, feel like they want to be like all those like meme accounts on Instagram. They want to be Twitter, but like they want to pretend like
you get
they're
like
better.
Do you all get? The
they will come
stuff.
Like 3 hours or 4 hours later and post was already
you
funny
get,
on Twitter.
Like,
it's like stay in your lane.
That's not what you are there for. Be original now. Did they bond you two together? I mean, I don't know if they were actually born together.
No, I don't think so. Yeah, because Instagram is under Facebook.
Okay, hey, I don't know. So be your own man, be your own application. I beg.
It's just like, because guys, I don't have Twitter on Instagram will now be thinking like, OMG. And I'm like, I saw
no,
that yesterday.
Guy,
so funny.
Maybe some days ago, like, me, I don't even
like,
pretend to
I've
laugh.
Already
I'll
laughed and
you.
I've moved on.
I'll yarn you. I've seen it. Like, I've laughed that laugh 2 days ago. So it can't come.
Do you guys?
You honestly can't come again.
Oh my goodness. I'm just remembering, you know how Twitter tries to do voice notes.
Oh my god, how come everyone didn't get it though? Not everyone had the feature.
It also didn't last.
Yeah, I saw it lasted just after 2 days. I don't even think I saw much.
Same. That was the end of that.
Just, I think they were just testing. Let's sample this pee. But that would have been
guys
scary.
Were doing, guys were reading like
spoken word. Spoken word.
Guys were doing word. All sorts of rubbish with that PN.
No, but that would have been too. I actually think about it, like VNs all over.
You know what
TL.
They should have done? They should have done that VN in the DMs. That's a different ballgame. In the DMs, not on
things
the timeline.
Will happen
in the DMs. We would have really like appreciated it. Jiggas. And be honest,
guy. Because sometimes, like I say, LMAO, but I actually want you to hear me laugh. Like, let me send you a video of me chuckling
you're so
and
messed
giggling,
up.
Guy. Because Twitter is too funny. But the second
I hate
Twitter,
the way, like
I'm loving right now, BB Niger Twitter.
Yeah, nah, BB Niger Twitter is top tier. Like, if you're not watching. If you're not watching BB Nigeria right now,
snoozing.
I feel so sorry
so,
for you
so sorry.
Because the way I've been laughing for the past like 2 weeks.
BB Nigeria, and things that is the same people that I see tweeting the same. So I literally feel like we're one small community. I love it.
Yeah, like we're one small group chat, but on TL.
When you miss Gis, you go on Twitter, beg, someone fill me in, someone reply you, laugh. Like,
guy, I know it's too much. Ah, God.
So is that what you're loving to see right now? BB Nigeria Twitter.
Yeah. I think so. Because, yeah, I don't really think I'm... Yeah, I mean, BB Niger Twitter. I beg.
The other day, my friend was telling me he thinks he has entered Shepherd Twitter that he's just seen it.
For a very long time, one time, I was in 30-plus Twitter. I don't
what
know how I got there.
Twitter? Am I the only one that has never experienced that person?
I can't lie. I don't know what Shepherd Twitter is.
I think Shepherd Twitter is maybe like is Raz a bad word? I don't know. So
Freddy said it.
I'm whispering to you.
I think I think he's like Agbero, like Twitter now. Like,
wait, so you think Agbero is worse than is better than Raz?
No, but Agbero, like you can be Agbero and not Raz now. Abby,
I think they do five. Let's just stop. Anyway, I think Twitter is. Twitter where like you don't know and like you don't know who those people I mean on Twitter you don't know who anyone is you get but their tweet is making sense but you know those random ones you don't know who they are you just
I think when you enter Shepherd territory
you will
know, yeah
because he was saying he will see some weird stuff and he was wondering how did he get here I said
guy no 30 plus Twitter for like 1 week I was thinking how did this happen guy like but their jokes were funny but I was just like I was laughing
what like what's 30 plus Twitter like I've never been to
as per the people at 30 plus like all those people were like married or they
yeah but
children,
what did they tweet
or...
about what could they possibly be tweeting about
vibes and their life like they'll say today my son did this haha like just
okay that's 30 plus Twitter
just vibes or like they will say oh my husband will be married for 5 years he still can't put down the toilet see just like some stupid stuff like
30 plus stuff.
Do you guess? And I was just there looking like, how did I actually get here? But it was funny. Like, because they were also like a bit like, their jokes were dry. Like they thought like they were hip and cool. But it was just like, nigga, nah.
Chill.
Yeah. I enjoyed
like,
it though.
I like baby Twitter. I know you can never like baby Twitter. I love baby like Twitter. Oh my God. Those Twitter babies. Too cute.
You know, actually, you know the best Twitter? The best Twitter is this you Twitter.
This, oh my God,
this
that has to take the crown.
This
you? Question mark. As in,
I pray. I actually pray in this life they never dis you me.
Because you have to tread carefully because this you can come out of nowhere. Like, I'm trying to think of the worst this year I ever saw.
Guy, when they were doing that, when guys were vexing at Ebs Official, I did dis you for how?
Shit.
I did this before.
As you say one thing, you say another thing. Like,
guys
girl.
Were begging me to unlock my tweets that they wanted her to seize, that let pay her. I said, nah, please. Oh. Not looking for that.
She would have definitely replied you.
Of course.
She has time.
Junior.
I think she replies everyone. Like,
baby
as
girl.
Much people. Do you remember when she was beefing with one babe on Twitter? As in, they were actually planning to rack. She was like, I'm in your city now. Like, so the babe was like, like, God. Make sure I never see you in person or something like that. I think the baby's in London. So Ev's official landed in London now. She now went back to that tweet, like, I'm in your city, what's good? I said, hey!
Shit. I can't, Ev's official doesn't even look like she can rock. I feel like I can easily deck her.
She's just doing show face. And that babe, I know she can deck the hell out of Ev's official.
Of course.
Like, seriously, deck her.
Things that you don't just square up unless you know you can probably win that fight now.
Me, I always say I can fight. I don't think I can't fight.
No, do you know the reason why I think I can? I don't think I can, but I also think I can. Because when I was younger, I used to rack, like... I like physically used to put my hands on guys. Oh, like, God. Let me not hear their names because.
And thing is, I can actually imagine that, like, you look.
Yeah, because the things I think I was just like really like oppressed and like I had like short girl syndrome. Like, I just, you know, a lot was going on, so I had to like prove myself in some other like
shape other ways. I get that. I get that.
So it took a lot, and then after a while, I was like, "What am I actually doing? Like, why am I racking guys unnecessarily?" But now I actually can't imagine myself like slapping somebody. Like, to be honest, like a couple of years ago, I threatened to slap my cousin because she just vexed me. But I was like, I actually like imagine she was like slap me. Like, I don't think I would have been able to do it.
I slapped someone in secondary school, and like it was actually too bad because guys actually saw. Like, guys came to meet me like, why did you slap?" I was like, this guy took my lab coat right before chemistry practical, and if you did chemistry, you know how important they will never allow you without lab coats. This guy took it. It's not after the practical, after they failed me, after they've done everything. I just saw him walking by with my name at the back, like, because we used to write our names. I just saw him walking back with Pam Larry on the back. I just tapped him and gave me a slap, and I said, remove my lab coat.
Come on.
And he didn't say anything. Like, he removed it and he walked away. I was like, is it bad?
Sometimes it's needed.
Guys came to now beg me that she's gonna say sorry for what. I think we're
okay,
sorry,
okay. We're digressing.
Yeah, we digress, but you get the point.
But yeah, we've changed. We can't rap right now. Yeah, but yeah. I think actually, there's one thing we actually forgot.
What?
On Instagram. Instagram is fucked in the sense that it actually comes for you. Like, it's the one person's name you don't want to see when you've liked a picture that you actually see. Like, that thing has been happening to me for maybe like 2 years now. Like,
then the Instagram algorithm, I think, is linked.
It doesn't want to disappear.
It's linked to the FBI agent that listens to our call because there's no other
explanation. All this fucked up Siri and everything.
There's no other explanation.
And it's just also because Instagram, I swear before, like, you just used to see how many likes you had. Like, it just show you the number, like 81 likes or something.
Not show you
now it will say Pamilary and 10 others. I don't like, and that person's name.
The same name, like, get the fuck now. Excuse me,
my heart. Like, actually, have mercy upon me. We don't want to see that. Don't want.
Excuse me. I mean, my own problem is solved. I don't see the name no more. But yeah,
okay, how did you solve your problem? Actually, Yami, please. Like, actually, Yami.
Are you mad? Let's just round up. This girl is fucked.
I actually forgot.
You are silly for asking me that question. But yeah, if you want to know how to remove that name, just come and ask me. I can't ask you here, but I'll yank you private.
Shit, that was actually a mistake on my part. I totally forgot.
You know what I'm saying? Yummy. Okay, now.
I was actually intrigued because do you know how much I've tried? And you know what to
do. You know what to do.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I actually know. But that's a bit extreme, but yeah.
First. I get that.
It's okay. Cool. All right, guys. Yeah. I think we've said a lot here.
Yeah, hope you guys enjoyed it.
See you guys later. Bye.
Bye.